pal.
16th of September, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Everything's, time's flying.
As I drive by the little Asian woman from up the way, man, their yard is immaculate. I mean, they have so many things growing in that yard. It's unreal. And we drive by it at night sometimes on the bike. Hey man, the smells that are emitted from those places that have like the arboriums and all of those like greenhouses that have the many multiple layers of foliage is so nice. Uh-oh, kitty cat. No, you're fine. You can cross my path. You're white. You're black. You're no problem. Oh man, look at that house up here. It has a big stone in front of it called, and it says Maxwell on it. I so badly want to get a silver hammer, put it on top, and take a picture. Oh, so badly. Maxwell's silver hammer. So, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon. So, you know, the thing I'm realizing more and more with these kids is that, you know, parents spend so much time halting things because they have this schedule and they don't just let in and let things happen. And I'm done with that. I mean, we do have to stay on a schedule within a reason, but like last night, we went outside, Zen and I went outside and looked at this big spider that's out front that weaves a web, catches all kinds of bugs out front. And we saw a praying mantis and we started taking pictures and messing around with it and shit like that. We were out there too long, but you know what? Fine. It's just not a big deal, you know? I'm just getting to that point more and more and more where it's like, you know, why do we have to make such a stink over a couple extra minutes to explore your world a little bit? It just doesn't make any sense. So we're gonna do that. I don't know if I brought this up to you, but the other day I was watching the news and I guess there's these people from the they call it the Tea Party. Bunch of fucking white people that gather and get pissed off about Obama and higher taxes and all this shit. This is what fucking kills me. And this is what kills me about the opposition to Obama. Is that this is their big mantra. I don't want higher taxes. Oh, you don't? Did Bush give that to you? I think so. I don't think the Democrats are the ones that are giving you high taxes. And it's in that fucking bracket, the middle class, blue collar people that aren't gonna get fucked under a Democrat, all right? They don't want big government. Oh, you don't want big government? That's why you voted Bush in so we could pass the Patriot Act, tap your phones, cause wars, and completely siphon all of your money to a fucking foreign country. That's why you don't want big government, huh? And then they're upset about spending, big spending. Who was the first motherfucker that put the stimulus package into motion? George Bush, your Republican pal. You guys just don't feel represented because you have an educated black man running the show that's progressive and that's doing shit. Crybabies, that's all it is. Sarah Palin's face after she lost, she completely pouted and had that Palin pout and was a crybaby. It's exactly what all these fucking guys in the Tea Party are doing. It's like Joe Wilson, this representative. He yelled, "You lie," during a joint session of Congress that Obama was addressing about healthcare. Bullshit. Crybaby. You know, that's the other thing about this healthcare issue. All these people that are upset about his plan have no idea what they're fucking talking about. They're making up lies that I'm sure lobbyists are whispering into their ears, you know? And then they fucking say he's a Hitler. It's like, what the fuck are you guys smoking? What are you drinking? What are you popping in your mouth? What are you fucking doing? I mean, you gotta be fucking completely kidding me. I mean, just utterly and completely kidding me. So, anyway, that's my little Obama rant for the day. But, the leaves are changing. The world's looking bright and shiny. I'm going down to 155th here, the Avenue of Dreams. And I'm going to find a song to take us out. And you enjoy yourself there on the other side, pal. Fuck the right one.